जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन जय गिरिवर धारी रे यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय जय यमुना तीर बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे जय प्रभु पदाय जय Prabhupadai, Prabhupadai, Jaya Prabhupadai, Jaya Prabhupadai, 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 Jaya Prabhupadai, Srila Prabhupadai, Jaya Prabhupadai, Prabhupadai, Jaya Prabhupadai, Jaya Prabhupadai, Prabhupadai, Prabhupadai. Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Param Sarya Stotra, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrind Ki Jai, Namachari Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Shakohar Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhrakta Vrind Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Samakunda Radha Kund, Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय, द्वारिकाधीश की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय, सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो. वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई मस्ट थैंक यू ऑल फॉर कमिंग आफ्टर टू डेज ऑफ festivals, which are tiring sometimes. But anyway, we plod on. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Mataji's? Okay. So we are reading from 10th canto, 11th chapter, text number 29 through 32, I think. Yes. So the shloka is, word by word, tata, tatra, adya eva, yasayama, shakalatan, yunkta, machiram, godadani, agrataha, यांतु भवन्ताम यदि रोचते. सो द श्लोक इज तत्तत्रा देव यस्यामः शक्तान् युक्ताम चिरम् गोदानय आग्रतो यांतु भवन्ताम यदि रोचिते तत्तत्रा देव यस्यानं शक्तानं योक्तमाचिरं रोदनाय अग्रतो यान्तु भवन्ताम यदि रोचिताय
चितरम रोचते.
माताजी भवताम यदि रोचते तत् देयरफॉर तत्र देयर अद्य एव just today, yes, Yamaha, let us go, Sakatan, all the carts, Yunkta, make ready, Machiram, without delay, go Dadani, all the cows, Agrata, in the front, Yantu, let them go, Bhavatam, all of you, Yadi, if Rochate, it is pleasing to accept. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the block carts and put the cows in front of us and let us go there. This is said in Mahavan by all these cowherd men who got together, and we will go into details of that. The next shloka, number 30, is upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed. Very nice, they said, very nice. Thus they sorted out the household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Then text number 31-32, keeping all the old men, women, children and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts, and keeping all the cows in the front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles made of horn. O King Parishit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all round, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priests, began their journey. Purport. In this connection it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokula were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to women and old men, the cows and children, as well as the Brahminical Purohits. Om Agnanti Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada ki jai ho. So we are at a very interesting part of Krishna Leela. We will come into more details. The 29th text again. Upananda, who is a very wise senior advisor of Nanda Maharaj, he says, therefore, let us immediately go. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us and let us go there. There means Vrindavan. So, here we have a very interesting part of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. It is actually Krishna who really wanted to go to Vrindavan. And as you know, they were all at Gokuldham, and at Gokuldham there had been all those incidences, first Putna and Pralambasur, all these asuras. And these asuras were creating tremendous amount of anxiety and disturbance, and to the extent that Yashodamaya felt as if she had lost her son, beloved Krishna, to such an extent. And she couldn't tolerate being in the same place every day, this anxiety. She complained to Nanda Maharaj, what is this place? There must be some problem in this area, Mahavan. Upananda, actually, Upananda is a surname, just as we have surnames, or a group. And in the Garga Samhita, Garga Muni has given full description, more details. And as you know, we have to accept authorities. And Prabhupada and other senior acharyas have all accepted Garga Muni, because it was Garga Muni who gave the name even Krishna to us and Balram. Garga Muni also described so many other wonderful things, that Krishna earlier came in a whitish complexion, Narayan, then in a greenish hue as Ramchandra ji. Then now he is like a Megavarna, means a cloud. As the other day my god brother Gaurang Prabhu very nicely said, the cloud was very happy because first Megha came, the name, and Varna came. So then, the most important, he said, in the next Kaliyug, he'll come in a yellow, golden complexion. So that was the first hint or indication that we'll have Lord Chaitanya coming in this age of quarrel and disturbance. So Garga Muni is a great authority, and as per Bhagavad Gita 4.9, we know this very well. Janma karma ce me devyam, evam yo viti tatvatya, taktva deham punarjanma naiti mahameti so Arjuna. So, by understanding in tattva, in real deep, complex detail, once you understand the substance, tattva, of Krishna Leela, you go home back to Godhead. It's very simple. It's simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. Now, you may wonder sometimes, if we go home back to Godhead, what are we going to do there? And if it was so nice there, why the hell did we come here? That's also a good question. So the answer given by Prabhupada is very simple. And that again is an authority. Yesterday, I think it was Gaurang Prabhu mentioned from the, I don't remember the document, but it was from Sri Sampradaya's Ramanacharya's book. He says the five requirements that a person be a founder acharya. I didn't know this. I thought Prabhupada always wrote founder acharya, because he was fond of founder acharya. But it's not like that. Prabhupada never wrote or said anything out of context. It's all reference to context. So this is a context yesterday I heard for the first time from my beloved God brother, Gaurang Prabhu, that five conditions have to be fulfilled before a person can be recognized as an authority of a founder Acharya. And one of them he mentioned yesterday was this, that all the other Acharyas, who are not founder Acharyas obviously, they accept him as a founder Acharya. So here it is that Garga Muni gives great detail of this, and very important is both Vasudev and Nand Maharaj had implicit faith in Garga Muni. Otherwise, it was very difficult time when Kansa was killing, you know, children left and right through agency of Putna or himself personally murdering them. So it was a very, very dangerous period. And to give a name of Krishna who was supposed to kill Kansa, and that too, he didn't want to be exposed. So in a very quiet place near a cow shed. It's very interesting. These cow sheds are very important. Even Jesus Christ was born in a cow shed. So many things happen in a cow shed. Of course we get milk in a cow shed. Life-giving force. So here, Nanda Maharaj is a very intelligent person. So in Garga Samhita it is explained in second canto, chapter number 1. Nanda Maharaj said that, oh my dear friends, the Vrishabhanus, the Upanandas and all elders, he is addressing in a chronological order because Vrishabhanus are supposed to be status-wise, you know, very prominent. So he, Nanda Maharaj, gives first recognition to Vrishabhanus. So Vrishabhanus, my dear Vrishabhanus, Upanandas and other elders in the assembly, please tell me, what should be done? Because there are all these complaints from all these ladies that they are fed up of this place. And you know, if women are not happy in a house, then what's the use of staying in that house? Men have to do work in the day and hear complaints at night. So neend bhi nahi aayega. So they decided, chalo bhai, let's go. So please tell me what is to be done. Many calamities have come to Mahavan. Hearing this, the elder Gopa Sanananda, just like we say Sanat Kumar, no? So when we say Sanat Kumars, there are four Kumars actually. Sanat, Sanatan, Sanada, Sanata. But generically speaking, we say Sanat Kumars. So similarly, we say Upanandas. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam talks advice from Upanandas. So Upanandas were the main advisors who would advise. So he said, all of us and all our friends should leave this place and go to another place where there are no calamities. Of course, that is a wishful thinking, because there also in Vrindavan problems happened. But anyway, I'll explain why he thought that there were no calamities in Vrindavan. Then he looks at Lord Krishna and he says, he is like a shining lamp in our family. Now see, these, all of them accepted Krishna as member of their family. They have all accepted Krishna like their own child, with the same love and affection. I'll talk to you about a very interesting feature in our Indian history between Akbar and Birbal, where a similar incident took place. You'd like to hear now or later? Now? Okay. So what happened was, Akbar was a king, emperor, Shahanshah, etc., etc. And he was very proud of himself, of course, having done so many things, conquered all that, lands and so on. So, but he had an advisor, as you know, who was very intelligent, like this Upananda, Birbal. And one day Akbar told Birbal, Birbal, what is this in your Bhagavad Gita and in the Mahabharata and so on? Krishna runs to save his devotees. I give protection, I give this. Why should God have to do all that stuff? says, well, Birbal said, I cannot answer you right now, but give me 24 hours and you'll have the answer tomorrow. So Akbar said, okay. Knowing full well that Birbal is capable of giving a fitting answer. So then, Birbal had to think, how should I answer this man? He always puts up very difficult questions. So then he thought of a solution. So he made a putla of Akbar's newly born child, who was his favorite. I think his first son's name was Darius or Darius. Of course, as we all know, later on they fought and killed each other and so on. And I think Shah Jahan took over. Jahangir took over. Jahangir, you are right. Jahangir took over. From Jahangir was Akbar's son, was it? Achha, you know history better. So, what happened was a very interesting thing. This small statue was made, looked exactly like Akbar's son. And then, Birbal gave it to the Mali. Because Akbar was very fond of taking his small child in the morning for he would carry him into the rose garden. Huge number of roses were there, fountains, swans, ducks, everything. And then the grandfather, then the father would say, look, these are swans, these are ducks, these are yellow rose, red rose, smell this, smell that, to his son. But Birbal was a very wise man. He also arranged that the real son would be taken away by the nurse somewhere else. Now, Akbar came at time for his morning walk in the garden and thinking that his small child will be brought by the nurse. So, Birbal told the child, the original one, you hide it away somewhere with the mother and take this putla wala and give it to me. Okay, so this nurse gave that putla child to Birbal. And Birbal went towards Akbar. So Akbar thought, Birbal is bringing my son. And suddenly Birbal threw that son into the fountain, pond of water. Akbar was furious. And you know, this Muslim character, he came running, jumped into the water and got hold of that, what he thought was his child. And after all, Akbar is a conditioned soul, so illusion, imperfect senses, etc. And he was shocked. Really? This is a putla. And he said, Birbal, what have you done? Are you playing jokes with me? Where is my child? So Birbal said, wait. This is the answer to your question you asked yesterday. Why did you go running into that pond to save this putla? Putla is a putla after all. No, not your real child. Now supposing it was your real child, what would happen? So we are all children of God. So when we are in trouble, God comes to help us, just as you came to help your child. So this shows that there is an intrinsic quality in all of us. Whether we are in a human form and or whether we are in animal form, which we were before, I'm sure many of us. And when we see a small, even a baby lion, I was in East Africa, and fortunately we could see about 53 baby and big lions, small and big. And believe me, they look very cute. Little, I don't know what to call these, lion pups or what do they call them? Cubs. And these lion cubs look very cute, but these lionesses are very ferocious. You even look very tightly at the cub, the lioness is going to keep an eye on you, you know. So, even animals are so fond of protecting the children. So here is a case where they have to protect Krishna and Balram. So everyone was of the view that let us go to Vrindavan. They accepted Upananda's this one statement. But then Nanda Maharaj, you know, being a very contemplative soul, he thought, why are we going to Vrindavan? Why not somewhere else? Then a story comes, which is only in Garga Samhita, not in the Bhagavatam. It seems that many, many millions of years ago, all these holy dhams were personifications. Okay? So the question came up as to who is the king, who is the best of all the holy dhams, and who should be coronated. This story is told by Narad Muni in this Garga Samhita. So Prayag was chosen as the king of all the holy dhams, and there was to be a coronation of Prayag. Prayag was, you know, once a person or whoever it is to be crowned as a king, he thinks everybody else is his subject and they must bow down to him. And he said, oh, but Vrindavan hasn't come. Mathura Dham, not Vrindavan, he used the word Mathura Dham. Mathura Dham never came to offer his respects to me. I'm going to complain. So Prayag went and complained to Brahmaji. Brahmaji said, I crowned you king, but I don't know why Mathura Dham didn't come. Let's go to Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, and ask him. So when they went to Lord Vishnu and related the whole story, Lord Vishnu said, don't be foolish. Why should Mathura Dham, where Vrindavan is there, Mathura Dham come to you? Mathura Dham is my eternal spiritual abode, and it's in the spiritual world, and you are a king of material holy dhams where sinners are going to come to wash their sins, but fortunately some saintly people, sadhus, will come also to wash you and clean you up. Mathura Dham and Vrindavan don't need cleaning. They are eternally clean and they are with me, so they are above you. So that broke Prayag's false ego. So this is the story why Vrindavan is superior to all other dhams. This was related by Narad Muni to Upananda, and Upananda then related to everyone why he chose Vrindavan compared to anywhere else. And that's why we go for Vrindavan Yatra. So at this time, Sanand, who is the Upanand we are referring to, spoke in this way. He said that there is another story about Vrindavan, which is very unique, which I had never heard of or heard from anyone, but I read it in this Garga Samhita. It so happened that when Vara Bhagwan was carrying the earth on its tusk, that is the Mother Earth, Mother Earth asked Vara, because Bhumi is one of the wives of the Lord. So she said, my Lord, where am I going to reside? The first question any wife will ask is, where is our house? Where is our flat? Where are we going to stay? Because they are more attached to, you know, house and children and all that. So Vara Bhagavan said, we are going to go to a place where there are trees and beautiful gardens, birds, bees, flowers. So she said, how can that be? This is all water everywhere. And where will we find such a place? Where will I stay? So he said, Vara Bhagavan said, don't worry, we'll find. This is the usual answer most husbands give, you know. You brahmacharis don't know, but I'll... Husbands always say, don't worry. We'll manage. We'll do it. And lo and behold, very shortly thereafter, Bhumi Mata saw a place where there were tall trees, beautiful gardens, and everything. And she said, what happened? How can this happen when you have already destroyed everything? Means with the water, pralaya. How this is standing out? He said, no, this is not... can never be destroyed. Vrindavan Dham, Mathura Dham can never be destroyed by any pralay, whether by fire, or by water, or by anything, because these are material substances, material agencies. But Vrindavan is a spiritual place, which can never be touched. Just like our soul, Jivatma, cannot be burnt, cannot be cut, cannot be wetted, and very important, cannot be mutated. In the Bhagavad Gita, a word is used. I was so surprised. The word used is mutated, actually used, if you read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And mutation only takes place if there is an atomic process, an atom bomb. So don't worry, even if an atom bomb falls on our head, we are not going to be mutated. We are not going to die. So, two things we will learn today. That Vrindavan Dham is a purely 100% spiritual dham, which is not of this material world. However, we have eyes which are material, because though our eyes are connected to the spiritual soul, eyes in the spiritual soul, but because of the impurities which have collected over all these millenniums, our eyes have got like cataracts, you know, material parda. So, like a curtain or like these specks. But if these specks are colored, then you see everything colored. So, the only way we can remove all this unwanted covering, cheto darpanam marjanam bhavamaha, tavagni nirvapanam, shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam, vidyavadu jivanam, anandam vadivardhanam, pratipadam purunam ratasvadanam, sarvatmasnapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. So, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can remove these unwanted layers of dirt which has collected. So this is the wonderful story of... And then what had happened was that Yamuna, who is the other great devotee in Vrindavan, so they said that we will get the beautiful, wonderful waters of the Yamuna also over there for our bathing, for giving the cattle the drinking water, etc. So they asked, oh, who is Yamuna? So the question is answered by the same Sananda, who is also known as Upanandas, one of the Upanandas. And he says that from the left shoulder of Lord Krishna, Yamuna appears for the first time. Just like from his lotus feet, Ganges appears. So they are sisters in that sense. And the expansion of Yamuna, this is a very interesting story in chapter 3 of the same Gargamuni, says that she is in the spiritual world, Yamuna, but because of this, group is going to come with Krishna and Balram to Vrindavan, she sends her expansion called Kalindi. Kalindi is the daughter of Mount Kalinda. There is a king and his name is Kalinda. And Kalinda's daughter is Kalindi. This is the first time I also came across this, because I thought, let me do a little research on Yamuna Mataji. So we are usually saying Kalini, Yamuna, same thing. No. Actually, Gargamuni says the original is Yamuna, and her expansion in this material world is Kalindi. And this Kalindi appears as the daughter of Kalinda Maharaj. And when she came, she also, like the Ganges, came with so much force, you know. We can see it when we go to the Himalayas. I mean, tremendous force it is, these rivers, when they come down. They break stones left and right. So, when they fall with tremendous force. Of course, we have built now power stations and all that, and tried to use that potential energy and kinetic energy. But the fact is that when there were no power stations or none of these obstructions, the rivers used to flow very, very powerfully. So, the same, our friend Mahadevji, he had to say, okay, I have been used to bringing rivers down to this earth and carry the weight of this. So, because he can take care of these, and he is usually in that area also, Mansarovar. So he takes care of bringing down all these rivers. And there is a beautiful conversation which takes place between Gangamai and Yamunamai. You want to hear that? Shall I read it out? So, Gangamai said, I, the Ganga, who contains all holy places, bow down before you, that is Yamuna. I didn't know that Gangamai had offered obeisances to Yamuna. O auspicious one, please forgive any improper words I may have said. She never said anything like that, but it's etiquette to say, you know. O dark Yamuna. Now here is the first reference that Yamuna is dark and Ganga is fair. O dark Yamuna, you are the fortunate one. You purify all universes. This is the difference. Ganges purifies us in this world, material world, of our past sins, etc. But Yamuna purifies all universes according to Ganga. It is stated by Garga Samhita. You are born from Lord Krishna's left shoulder. Your form is full of transcendental bliss. Ganga is saying that Yamuna's form is only transcendental bliss. Not such Chit and Anand. It is only pure Anand. It is wonderful. You are most perfect and complete. You know, it takes one to know another. Just like if you want to really catch a thief, the police put a thief on the road, no? Aap log pakad lao usko. Bada chor ko. Just like you want to catch a big fish, you use a small fish on the hook. So here, you can know about Yamuna more from Ganga than anybody else, obviously. So Ganga Mata says, your form is full of transcendental bliss only. You are most perfect and complete, obviously, when you are full of transcendental bliss. You are worshipped by all in all universes, my God. You are dear to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In short, I am not so dear to Sri Krishna, but you are. O dark Yamuna, I bow down again and again to you. The first queen of Lord Krishna, the holy places and demigods find it difficult to attain you. Means, even demigods and holy places find it difficult to attain you. Because she is transcendental. Only by Krishna's mercy we can have Yamuna. Even in Golok, means in the original spiritual world, even in Golok it is difficult to attain you. Just imagine how fortunate we are that we can attain just like that. By Lord Krishna's order, I must go to Patal Lok now. So, Ganga, after coming through this world, she goes to the ocean, because, you know, near Calcutta, Hubli and all that. Hugli. She goes down. And there, I will go to Patal Lok. I am unhappy to leave you, but I cannot go with you. Because this Yamuna goes upwards and Ganga has to go downwards. I didn't know this. Ganga also goes to Patal Lok. Oh, beloved Lord Hari, please forgive any improper words I may have said to Yamuna. Because you know, sisters commonly talk very freely to each other and sometimes say some harsh words here or there. But at least one of the sisters, she says this. In the Patal Lok, I will be known as Bhogavati. Ganga's name in Patal Lok is known as, I don't think any of us will go to Patal Lok. We'll all go home back to Godhead. But in case, at least you should know that there is Ganga down there. So there is Patal Lok. In Patal Lok, Ganga is known as Bhogavati because she flows through the forest known as Bhogavati forest. And Lord Shesh and Lord Shiva carry her waters even in Patal Lok. So it is the duty of Lord Shiva to carry her everywhere. Quickly traversing the seven oceans, the dark Yamuna quickly flowed through the world of the seven islands. Then Yamuna flowed to the golden land and then Mount Lokalok, where flowing from its peaks, she broke the rocks on its slopes. He then rose again. Means, this is the only river I know of which can flow upwards. All rivers flow downwards because this material world, Urdhva Mula Madhya Shakam. So we see all material things in upside down, reverse order. Tree, we see the roots up and the branches and twigs down and the, this one, isn't it? Urdhamalavada Shakam, 15.1. So similarly, Yumna is considered as flowing upwards. Just imagine. That's what Garga Maharaj, Garga Samhita says. She then rose to the peaks, to the tops of mountains. She rose up to the tops of mountains. And from there she goes to Swargalok, the heavenly worlds, and then flows further up to Brahmalok. And at last she goes to Hari's abode. That is why such great emphasis is given on Yumna Mataji. Of course, yesterday somebody was referring to our Yumna Mataji. And she sang that celestial song, no? Govinda Madhi Purusham. Where is he gone? He is not here. Our Gaurang Prabhu. No, it was Gaur Gopal Prabhu who said that some people, there is one Jain person here in our neighborhood and wakes up with Govinda Madhi Purusham at 7:45. Anyway, at least he wakes up. And then we have to deal with them every day as a landlord. And I know how much headaches we had. We had 22 court cases. Can you imagine? They didn't want this temple to come. They didn't want devotees to come. They didn't want prasadam to be distributed to thousands of people. Because neighbors, you know, neighbors are neighbors. Ye sab humko bahut disturb karta hai. Then I said, look, you are paying such low rent. Established in 1947. Of course, I revised it afterwards. But I found one clause in the BMC. One of our god brothers, Satyanarayan Prabhu, pointed out to me that we can increase the rent. I said, oh yes, being a good Jew. I said, you know, good Jews, Gujaratis, we are known as good Jews. So, I immediately raised the rent. Immediately there was so much protest. I said, look here, you are occupying 2 crore rupees flat. You are paying hardly any rent, few hundred rupees, not even 100 rupees. Some of them paying 60 rupees, 70 rupees. And then I am allowed to increase by 5% every year. I have not increased for 40 years. So 5%, 40 years, is 200% I have increased. Kya ho gaya usme? So they said, 200% means 2 times you are increasing the rent. I said, yes, that's what I am allowed. If you don't like, you can go. We'll occupy it. I have got lots of devotees who want to stay there. And that's how some of these flats we got. Lots of flats we got. Because one thing I've learned from Bhagavad Gita, that never accept defeat. Because once this Arjun put down his bow and arrow, do you think Shivaji Maharaj ever put down his bow and arrow? No. He just fought. He said, no, nothing doing. This is our transcendental world in our case. This is our property. And we will have people who will want to be with us. I was, some very nice person sent me the Prime Minister. There's a lady actually, Prime Minister of Australia. And the email came to me, I think, 3 days ago from Australia. One of the devotees, Australian devotees, has sent this fantastic thing to me. And this Prime Minister, she is a lady, I forget her name. It must be like Indira Gandhi type of lady. So she writes, she spoke in Parliament, Australian Parliament, which came in the newspapers. So this fellow sent me the email of the newspaper. She writes, I am Prime Minister of Australia. I have been elected by the people of Australia. If anybody wants to come to Australia, they must follow our laws. No Sharia law, no this law, no other laws. You are welcome as guests, but if you want to take over our country, I am not going to allow that. She is writing. She is saying that we have our own traditions, we have our own religion, I will not allow any other religion. My God. Then, after this email went around the world, one devotee from Japan wrote an email to me that the Japanese government does not allow any king of any Muslim country to come to their country. Arre bapre. No visas are granted to them. I was shocked. Never in the history of Japan, any Muslim country king has ever been allowed to visit that country. Two, minimum, the world's minimum, least number of embassies of any Muslim country is in Japan. Three, no one is allowed to bring a Quran into their country. My God. Then I thought, but that's reasonable, because when Dr. Vishwarup Prabhu wanted to go to Saudi Arabia, he was not allowed to carry his Bhagavad Gita. Do you know that? Even the Holy Bible is not allowed to be brought into Saudi Arabia. So in retaliation, Japan has done that. So it's so wonderful. The whole world is full of devotees now. The moment something happens, fat karke, we get emails from everywhere in the world. If anybody wants these two emails, just let me know. I'll send it to you guys. It's very interesting to read these things. So coming back to the spiritual world, from the material world. So, Garga Muni explains that wherever Krishna Katha is there, wherever there is protection of the Lord, means we can't protect the Lord, Lord protects us. But in Vatsalya Prem, these people wanted to protect the Lord. So, this wonderful Leela takes place, and I just wanted to say that even this great Chanakya Pandit, I was trying to understand him also. He says a very nice thing. Pancha yatra na vidyante na kuryarte tatra samsitam loka yatra bhava lajja dakshina dharma shilataha. In 102, shloka number 102. One should not stay where the five do not exist. Means of livelihood, security, sense of shame, courtesy and philanthropy. So Chanakya Pandit says, just like Upananda says here, that where there is no security, you should not stay. You should leave the place. So Chanakya Pandit says that where there is no means of livelihood, means you cannot earn your living. All these Marwaris, you know, they were... Any Marwaris here? Raise your hands. Achha, Marwari aap. So they came from Rajasthan or Hisar side, no? Agarwal. There was a king called Agrasen. So all these Agarwals are descendants of that famous king. So because they had no... My first guru, incidentally, was when I came back from America in 1964. My father took me to a great band. His name was Ghanshyam Das Birla. Ghanshyam Das Birla ji had established a huge factory in Renukut, near Varanasi, aluminium, Hindalco. And we were buying about 25% of the production. So naturally it was good business relations. So Ghanshyam Das ji must have told my father that your son is coming, you send him to me, I'll train him. Theek hai? So from a Gujju I became a Marwari. With a guru like that. So, a great man actually, people don't really realize how great Ghanshyam Das ji was. So, Ghanshyam Das ji used to say the same thing, that where there is no money to earn, that is why, because there was sand and, you know, in that Jodhpur area, desert-like condition. So, all of them went to Calcutta, Delhi, Bombay, so many places. Like the Israelis, you know, the Jews went from Israel to all over the world. Then security is very important. So here, Upananda says there is no security in Mahavan. There is one story I remember, somebody had told me many, many years ago, that Prahlad Maharaj, is that correct? He came to Mahavan. Anybody remember this? Any of the devotees? Dhruv Maharaj, you are right. Dhruv Maharaj had done tapasya there. Is that correct? Madhuban. Why Madhuban? So, and he had, I think Narad Muni had come down there and said to him that, look, you are a young boy, there are so many wild animals here. You should go back to the safety, security of your father's palace and so on. So, Even the great acharyas like Narad Muni has said that where there is no security, you should not stay there. You should move to a more secure place. So, wherever there is Prabhupada, wherever there is Bhagavatam, wherever there is Bhagavad Gita being read out, that is a secure place. So this is a secure place. And what I found is, from Prabhupada's books and lectures which I have read repeatedly, that in the spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan if we go there, the same thing will be there. Krishna Katha will be there. Did you know that? There is no difference between this temple and the spiritual world. Why? Because the activity is the same. There is chanting, there is prasadam. Yesterday we had all the glories of prasadam. And there is a Krishna Katha, an association of devotees. So, what is the problem? One should live in the holy dham like this only. That's why we have such wonderful devotees staying here, brahmacharis. And you can associate with devotees. And you are already in the spiritual dham. And yesterday night, for instance, my dear god brother Radha Krishna Prabhu was talking about his 1-year-old grandson. The first word he spoke in his life, I recorded on Skype, was Jai. And the second word, I think, was Prasad. And the third word was Prabhuji. I mean, a 1-year-old child, all these Matajis who have had children know that it starts with Dada and Mama and Papa and Mama and all that. No child knows Prasad. And no child starts with Jai. It means he must be Jai or Vijay, one of the two. He must be saying, I am Jai, remember me? So my wife and I, when going back from this temple home last night in the car, he was just praising all his children who are born of devotees now. They are unique. They are totally different. My wife was, she has been involved in so many deliveries. 6 of our own grandchildren, 3 of our own children, 9, so many others. So she was saying that most of these children, when they are born, they are a big nuisance and a problem to their family. And it's very difficult to teach them anything. But these children of devotees, Prabhupada says the third generation is going to make the world Krishna conscious. So we are all second generation people in this hall. But there are some small kids I see here. So they are the third generation who are going to do it. And they, from their very birth, somebody is born on Krishna's appearance day, somebody on Balaramji's day, then somebody on some, I have a granddaughter, Gudi Padwa day, somebody is born on some other great day. So all these children are appearing on specific good days. It's remarkable. All of them. And what is that? Triti, what is that? Akshay Triti, that our Dr. Radha Krishna's grandson. He's born on Akshay Triti. I don't know how they are born on those specific days. Means they are all sent to come to this material world. From the spiritual world. So this is a wonderful part where we all realize that there is a certain Vedic method of Sanatana Vedic Dharma of keeping all these old men like me, 72-year-old, women like you all, children like those behind, and brahmanas like these. So all of them have to be protected. And we should realize that even if you are a coward man or whatever, they also had bows and arrows to protect them and took care of them. So this is the world where everybody needs some protection, and only final protection can be given by Krishna and Krishna's holy dham. Hare Krishna. It's exactly 9:30. Are there any questions or comments by anyone? Because I have also got my instructions in writing what I should do and not do, time-wise. Are there any questions or comments? I think people are so tired, no, last 3 days, 2-3 days. But I am glad. Yes, Mataji. Now, can you give the mic to her? No, it works, but requires you, Avatar Prabhu's golden touch. Oh, green light to hai.
Yeah. Hari Bol. Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, could you please repeat those five things that you need? Means of livelihood, security, what were the other three?
Yeah, sure. In fact, that is in slok number 102 of Maxims of Chanakya. This is a book by V.K. Subramaniam, Maxims of Chanakya. The slok is, one should not stay where the five do not exist. First, you should have the means of livelihood. If there is no livelihood, you cannot have income, then better not to stay there. Second, where there is no security, better not to stay there. In fact, today in Bombay, unfortunately, the security people are only doing all nonsense. There was a case of rape also. Anyway, sense of shame, coming to that. So if there is no sense of shame in a place, everybody is shameless, then better to leave that place. Where there is no courtesy, people are not courteous to women and elderly people, and to each other also, there is no point in staying. And if there is no philanthropy, means people are not willing to give donations to Krishna conscious purposes, then one should not stay there. Only where there people are willing to give donation, philanthropy, and I am adding Krishna conscious. Actually, there are 6-7 shlokas, Mataji. You want to hear the rest, which are relevant to this? One should avoid a country where there is no reward for work. One should avoid a country where there is no reward for work, no activity, where there are no relatives and no means of learning. If there is no means of learning, you should avoid that country. Countries which have no proper leaders perish. If a country has not got good leaders, that country will perish. As do those with too many leaders. If there are too many leaders, too many cooks spoil the broth. I'm so surprised. And it says, if there are childish leaders, you should leave that country. Means if the leaders are immature. One should not stay in a country which is leaderless also. Where there is no leader only, then you should not stay there. Then it says, one should stay, where one should stay is important. One should stay where there is abundance of respect. Chanakya Pandit says, Hari Bol Mataji, Prabhuji, everywhere is respect to each other in abundance. Everybody is bowing to each other and offering obeisances. One should avoid even an air chariot with angels on it. Chanakya Pandit says, Pushpak Viman, with angels are sitting on it, if there is no respect for you on that chariot. That means Ravana. Ravan didn't give any respect to Sita. He came in on a chariot. The discerning, means those who discriminate good and bad, should give up bad country, bad livelihood, bad wife, bad river, bad wealth and bad food. This is what Chanakya said, not me. Then, learned ones should give up a bad country. We finished all that. One should avoid at a distance a bad country, a bad ruler, bad friend and a bad relative. Chanakya says, don't be associating with bad relatives. He is a friend who stands by in illness. Chanakya's Pandit's definition of a friend. A friend is a friend indeed. You know English famous saying, friend is a friend indeed. So, Who is a friend? Friend stands by you in illness, adversity, famine, attack. And who stands by you on the cremation ground? Chanakya Pandit says, Hare Krishna. Is that the answer to your question, Mataji, in full? Okay. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Mataji. Wo green button aayega kya? The green button come.
Yeah. Thank you very much for lovely, very beautiful lecture. You are so honored. Prabhuji, I have read in Bhagavatam also and I heard in Bhaktira Samrit Maharaj's lecture also. Very extensive detailed study of how Yamuna comes to the earth. And she meets Gangaji on the way, how they get separated.
Yes,
and
all here.
Yamuna's water is like grapes and honey and color. Very, very extensive study is there. But I never heard that it comes from the left shoulder of Lord Krishna.
That's right. And Bhagavad Samhita says that.
Yeah. And now you have glorified Yamunaji so much that it is so great, even greater than Gangaji. Right?
Yes.
But in our material world, we see everybody is rushing to Ganga. There are many people who may not even know that Yamunaji is existing. I was brought up in Delhi, but I never went to see Yamuna. Sorry.
Yeah.
So how is it that it is not so much glorified as Ganga is?
Because they are like crows, no? You are like a swan. So crows always go to the dirt first. So actually speaking, if you go to Yamunotri and Gangotri in the Himalayas, you know, when we went to Badrinath, Kedarnath, all these five dams or whatever. So there you really get that taste of the water. Radhanath Maharaj took us there. Which year was it? 1989, I think. And we all jumped in. There was snow falling on us. And we were going in the water. And Maharaj said, don't worry, nobody falls sick. And in the ice cold water, we were there in that bath. And Maharaj made us run to one kunda where there was hot water also. It was very interesting. There was a hot water bath very nearby at Badrinath. So that is where the Ganga is, of course. Alaknanda and Bhagirathi. Later on in Dev Prayag. But Yamunotri, of course, there is pollution. The Yamuna river is always transcendental, pure. But it's we human beings have put all this dirt and pollution inside. And it appears very dirty and bad. So if you want pure Gangajal and pure Yamunajal, you have to go to Gangotri and Yamunotri.
Ganga water in the mouth, you see.
Yes. There is a famous bhajan also on that. Itna to karna swami, jab prana tan se nikle, mukh mein tulsi dal ho, ganga jal ho. Yeah, there's a famous bhajan. I learned that bhajan long back when I was young. Itna to karna swami, itna to karna swami, jab prana tan se nikle, jab prana tan se nikle, mere mukh mein tulsi dal ho, mere mukh mein tulsi dal ho, ganga ji ka jal ho. Like that, no? It's a big long
thank you.
I remember that. Any other comments? Yes, Prabhuji. The mic's coming. Which country are you from? Lagos. Lagos? Lagos. I had my one classmate from Lagos. Okay. Lagos.
Okay. Thank you very much for the wonderful lecture you gave to us. So my question is, what if somebody is born in such a country where the leadership is very chaotic, they're not caring, and all the things mentioned here are happening in the country, and one is advised to leave the country. So is it better to leave the country or to stay and do something better to make life, you know, worth living, because some people may not be fortunate enough in that country to have sense of direction. So somebody who understands that he should live. Leaving the country, will it favor the country, people, or is it good for the individual? Like those of us who are coming from...
Well, actually, Prabhupada gives us a beautiful answer to your question. He says that every year, you should go to Mayapur for 1 month at least and recharge your batteries and spiritual batteries. Not the mobile batteries. And go back to your country so that you can spiritualize your country. So he had thousands of disciples. I think Prabhupada, when he left, had about, maybe totally may have had 10,000, but at least I know about 4,000-5,000 disciples used to come there at Mayapur when Prabhupada used to be there. And 1 month they would become so fired up and recharged spiritually. And then he would say, please go back to your country. So I can only repeat the words of Prabhupada. I can't give you any other comment. Because we are Vaishnavas. So we are more concerned to give the benefit to others, not to ourselves. But there's no need to kill yourself or commit suicide, spiritually or physically. There have been instances where there was one lady, Haladini Mataji, you know, in New Vrindavan. She went to that part of the world, West Africa. Which country, I forget, whether it was Liberia. So Liberia, that's right. And she was actually shot dead by some madman who claimed to be, dictator or something. He wanted to have an affair with her, I think, or some mad thing. So these sort of things happen. But then it's glorious if you die. You have to die in any case in this world. Nobody is eternal. Nobody is immortal. Yeah. The soul is immortal, but not the body. And it doesn't matter whether we have a black, blue or white or green or red body. Whether you are a red Indian or a white Indian or a black Indian. What does it matter to anyone? The important thing is, in fact, Krishna is black. That's the most beautiful thing. But the fact is that the country which you mentioned, there are a lot of things happening in many parts of the world, fighting, killing and so on. But we have to, in Sarajevo for instance, Sarajevo, ever heard the name? It's Bosnia. I had a friend of mine and I went there to that country, afterwards of course, when the bullet stopped. You know, we are a little bit wise, we don't want to go when, and the Indian government wouldn't give the visa in any case. So, he wouldn't give permission. And I had to get visa from that government. So I went there all the way. I went to that whole area, the old Yugoslavia, where there was civil war and killing. But our devotees were making prasadam. It came in Back to Godhead. Did you read the article? In the middle of a war, our devotees were making prasadam and feeding both the sides. They're intelligent, you know. I'm giving you prasadam. And they were telling them that there's no need to kill each other. They were lecturing, they were giving good advice. So you can give prasadam in Nigeria. Hare Krishna. But Nigeria has problems, I know, in northern part at least. Very serious problems. Because there they've got fanatic, what do you call that, Islamist something?
Haram.
Hare Krishna.
Huh? Boko Haram.
Arab?
Yeah, the Islamic fundamentalist there.
Yes, yes. Yes. There are actually, I went all the way to Cairo University and had discussions with the dean there, even in Tehran University, with Professor Mahmud, who is the head of that university. I had gone to, with my wife, to Turkey and discussed with many of the people in Konya, where the Sufi headquarters, There are 44 sections of Islam. Do you know that? This is not one Islam. There are today 44 divisions. The extreme one side, like this Al-Qaeda type of thing, there is Wahhabiyas and all these sort of people. And the other side are devotees just like us. They are Sufis actually. They are chanting, they are dancing, they are feasting. And they are very loving people. So you have amongst the Muslims, same thing with the Christians. I'm going now to Israel in a few weeks. In fact, next week I am with Maharaj, Satchidanand Maharaj, means Radhanath Swami, Satchidanand Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Bhakti Charu Maharaj invited me. And Satchidanand Maharaj, and Chandramouli Maharaj, and Malti Mataji, and 200 devotees from London. We are all on a cruise, on a ship. You want to hear about this? So I got an email from Radha Vinod Prabhu, who is organizing this from London. And he said that my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, wants you to come on this ship. I said, Baba, I've just come back from Norway. I was with Norwegian devotees. And within a week, I got this message. So I told my wife that we have been invited. Let's go. She said, nene, I've just come back, Gujarati lady. Abhi mein aayi. I have to settle with my house and so many things. I can't go back. But meantime, they had already booked cabin for two, my wife and me. So I said, all right, I'll come if the devotees want me to come. Of course, I was showing externally that I'm tired, but actually we don't get tired, right? Even at 72, we want to travel. Prabhupada wanted to travel. He traveled at 70 all over the world. So I got organized. So I'm going there next week, exactly Sunday next, 19th, for 1 week. So we'll get report on the email for what happened there. Because this is going to be really supercharged. Because Satchidanand Maharaj, I met him first time in Germany in 79. He was a young brahmachari. He's a German, very brilliant devotee, very brilliant sannyasi. And you know Bhakti Charu Maharaj, wonderful Bengali singing and kirtans and everything. So it'll be a great time, I'm sure. You want to come? But they say there is no space now. Maybe you can come in my room, I don't know. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Any questions or comments? I had a classmate, I told you, no? From Nigeria. Very, very intelligent. These Nigerian fellows are very intelligent guys. A very brilliant boy. In London University. Okay. Shall we call it today? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Once more, excuse me if I have spoken a little out of turn. Radhe Radhe. Yes, we thank you for working. Yeah.